Want me to go?
Okay, are we recording, Kate, Christy?
Yeah, we're just going to do roll call.
They need to open the meeting.
Yep.
I'll bring the Route County Board of Adjustment meeting for October 8th, 2018 to order. And first, we'll do a roll call.
Brian Fitzgerald.
Steve Moore, Chair.
Jeff Gustafson.
Don Proen.
So that would be Tom Fox, John St. Pierre, and Vern Clocker absent.
Correct. So our first order of business is to approve the minutes from June 11th, 2018. I have a motion.
I'll move to approve the minutes from June 11th.
Second.
So we have a motion to approve the minutes from June 11th as written and seconded. All those in favor do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
So was that Brian with the motion and then Don with the second?
Jeff.
And Don.
Jeff with the motion.
Yeah, right. I wasn't there.
All right. So our first order of business is for the Metzler variance. And Nick, since I know we knew you, I want you to be aware that we have four members sitting on the board tonight. So in order for us to grant you approval of your variance request, you'll need a unanimous vote. When there's five members present, you can have a split vote. But with four of us, you can only have four. You can have to have a unanimous vote. So that's correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to be aware of that. If at some point you feel like you need to table it, you can ask for a request to table it or extend it, okay? Mm-hmm. So please stand at the podium, state your name, and...
I would remind the board that we don't have Sarah is not here, so if you can make sure to speak really well into the microphone so she can pick it up and do the minutes when she gets back.
Speak low with a low voice.
Sweet, low, strong.
Am I on?
You're good.
Well, thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, Nick Metzler. Thank you for your time tonight. I know you're volunteering and appreciate your considering our request for a variance tonight. My wife and I bought this property. It's actually located in Strawberry Park, just about a mile north of where the school intersects with the other street there at the Y and the road there, just as you're leaving the city limits north of the town. And I thought this was probably the best illustration Walter McGill put together for me to show kind of where the buildings are and how the property lays out. I'm going to try and use this little deal here. So this is where the Route County Road 36 is right here. You can see a driveway coming in here. There's a little loop driveway. The prior owner, Tim and Chris Rouse, actually lived in this house right here. It's about 1,300 square feet, a little two-story building. And apparently it was proven to be built before the 1970s. So is a legal non-conforming building. And I'll just point out, you can see the 50-foot setback in this dashed line right here. I'm going to just point out the buildings just to kind of assume you're oriented slightly with them, but and I welcome any questions along the way. These two buildings right here, the Rouse has actually got a variance for back in 2014. This one here is just I'm going to call it his garage, but it's dirt floors. He put hay in it for his horses. And then this was, they called it a barn, but it's really more of a shed open on two ends. And they, you know, a little protection for the horses in the weather. This one here was the original owner, Erickson. It's a two-story building. It's about 1,900 square feet. And this was his wood shop. And then this one also was built prior to 1970. And this one, being in the setback, was also built prior to 1970. you can't see this on the site here, but there's actually a stream. Well, it's not a stream. It's actually a ditch that runs right through here. Then there's another one that runs through here. And this is all full of trees, cotton, large cottonwoods, I would say over 100-year-old. They're a lot of very mature cottonwoods, a lot of pine trees in here, aspen trees kind of dotted throughout the property. And then everything sort of east in here is all hay meadow that they had their horses in. Tonight, you know, if you, you were able to see these buildings, I don't know if anybody took the time to drive by or how that all works, but when we looked at buying this property, we originally just fell in love with the land. And the more we looked at the buildings, we realized these are really solid-looking buildings, and it would be a shame to tear them down. And I think that's what, frankly, most people that would buy this property would probably want to build out here somewhere, because the views open up. There's another residence right here, and then another residence right here. So they're all kind of clustered a little bit closer to the road. And I think that's how, just generally how things were done longer ago. People didn't want the longer driveways. They had to take care of the snow and just be impractical. We like that as well. And so I had an engineer look at the, a builder and an engineer look at the buildings, all the structures, mainly this one here, because we started thinking about maybe we could make this the primary structure. It's a post and beam structure that is built on what appears to be a very solid foundation from our engineer. As is this one, has a really nice foundation on it as well. So that was when we started the process of trying to figure out how we could really start utilizing these buildings here. These really aren't probably going to come into the conversation tonight, but these three is, you know, how we could connect these three and make them our primary house. My wife and I have four children and lots of guests that come to stay, so we figured we could probably make our home work here, but when the kids come back from school and their jobs out of town, you know, we were actually looking at connecting through a three-car garage right in here, outside the 50-foot setback. However, tonight's request is about this little area right there where the red light is. I'm sure you have it here. It's like 150 some square feet right here, that if we were able to build in that area, it's at about 42 feet from the property line, we would be able to connect this building to this building. This one's a two-story, this is a one-story. And just feasibility-wise, it makes a lot of sense for us and our family. We would really like to use these buildings. The structures, you know, they have a lot of flaws in the sense of low ceilings and different things like that that you wouldn't see today in today's construction. But as far as structurally, this Erickson fellow apparently knew what he was doing. He had really solid construction practices when it came to roof and foundations. So our request tonight was, you know, trying to get a variance for this little area right here to make this our house. It's going to take a lot of work. We understand that the building department's going to be involved in a set of plans. We've had Bill Rangish look at it. He's drawn up. You've got a sketch illustration of what he thought might go in there. Be like a stairwell and just a, I don't know what way the roof's going to shed and all that kind of stuff, because we didn't know what you guys would all think about this variance request. So we didn't design construction engineer plans or anything like that. But it's our belief that that most people that would look at this proposal would agree that it's better to try to utilize these buildings rather than tear them down and start from scratch over here. So I decided to call in the neighbors. I introduced myself to these folks. There's another neighbor here. This is the prior owner of the building. The Rouses live over here. They built a new home. And then these folks here, everybody that basically is all the way around us, we met right here. And at that time, I had Walter actually state exactly where 50 feet was with flagging, and I just basically went over what I was planning and thinking. And they, I believe, you know, the two of them wrote in support. The other two that were there, they all were basically supportive in the sense of, we're glad you're doing that and not building a new house. Because they all have basically views to lose. If we're out here, we're in here, we're kind of tucked in the trees. As they are, so that was encouraging, and we decided to take a few more steps with Bill, and you know, he drew up some, scratched a little bit more on some of the scale of this, and he, along with Builder, encouraged us, saying these are buildings that would be a shame to not use them if we could. But this linkage is really key to being able to not go, I guess, expand into further areas. And that's basically our request tonight, is this 150-some square feet, being able to enclose it. I probably missed, I haven't been in front of you guys before to know exactly what you're looking for, but there basically isn't any way to really connect the building unless you go into that 50-foot setback. And so I appreciate your consideration and welcome any questions.
All right, thank you, Nick. Do we have anything from staff that we should know that's not in our packet?
Well, I think we need to clarify that it's just not one variance that we're looking at here. We have two variances. One is for the existing non-conforming structure on that north line that they're attaching to, and that is for the 14.71 feet. If we don't look at that variance and something were to happen to that structure, he would have to come back and start all over, because if it were to burn down, he would have to meet current zoning requirements. So we need to take a look at that. So okay. That's the first variance. And then the second one is down where that 50-foot line is, so that would be 42.92-foot variance. So they're both on that north property line. So we have two variances that we're looking at. On page 3, there were a number of staff comments along there, and due to those staff comments, we added a couple of conditions that we changed to reflect this variance. And the reason being is that variances are granted with specific plans, and in this case we have sketch drawings. So we revised condition number 3 to reflect that they are draft plans, and also that once this building is constructed as a single family home, it is the one and only single family home on the property. At that point, the other unit that is a dwelling unit now cannot be used as that until they come in and connect, if that's what they end up doing in the end. So we also added an additional condition number 9 to reflect that, and Nick is aware of that.
Thanks for bringing that up, Chris, because I didn't mention that in the request. It would be appreciated if the variance request of this area here was approved, that if it did burn down someday or damaged enough, I didn't realize that, but I do now, that I would have to ask for a variance to rebuild it if it did burn down. One other quick point, this being a two-story building, we're basically stating this area would never be above this roof here. And I didn't measure the height of it, but I'm happy to go out and do that or have Walter certify something like that if needed.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So there are two variances.
Two variances.
So the legal non-conforming that was constructed prior to 72 also needs a variance?
Right, that's the 14.71 feet.
Why does it need a
variance? Why does it need a variance is my question.
Because it is a non-conforming structure, a legal non-conforming structure, but if something would happen to damage that structure, it would have to meet current zoning regulations to be rebuilt, and at this point it can't because it's 14 feet from the property line instead of 50. So we need to bring it current with zoning regs, approve a variance for that, for what it is right now, 14 feet from that north property line, so that he has approval to retain that building as it is.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, because it was a really good point. We could, if you approved the variance of the 150 square feet, we could build this out, remodel it, and all that. But if we didn't get the second variance and this building burned down, I would have to come back to you to get a variance to rebuild it.
You'd have to.
And you'd have the right to say no or yes or.
Correct.
And I think I appreciate your comment and this, Chris, because I was not thinking about that. I was thinking just about, you know, getting the connection. But even though the building is legal right now and would be legal as a different use, as a bedroom or whatever, if it did burn down, by the second variance, you would be basically saying we're going to allow you to rebuild it if it did burn down.
So is that... Is this variance for the legal non-conforming structure, is that triggered because he wants to do the addition?
Right, because he could leave it sit just as it is right now, but any time you do anything to a legal non-conforming structure, you need to meet current zoning regs, and that's where this steps in.
Okay. All right, so we actually have two variance requests. So as the board, why don't we handle them one at a time?
I would disagree that we got two.
And why is that?
Give them a setback for the structure as constructed, the 14-foot, and run it around the new construction. Why can't one variance take into account all of the amount of structure that's extending into the setback? Proposed and existing. Why can't we do just one? And then here I see that your conditions or your findings of fact only address connecting the two structures. I don't see a finding of fact that addresses the 14-foot structure. And I will also note that we've got another variance that we're considering tonight that talks about an existing building that we're supposed to ignore the fact that that building's existing. I'm not sure why we're not ignoring the existing building on the first variance or the first application. We've been instructed to do that a couple times.
Yeah, but I don't think that that staff comment has been there for quite some time. I quite frankly have a difficult time with the mental gymnastic of saying we can't take into consideration the location of existing improvements. And all what, if we decide we're going to move forward with this variance, I would do so on the basis that I'm ignoring that comment.
I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
We've got similar applications and both address existing buildings. In the one application, we're advised to ignore the existing building. On the other application, we're not.
The difference is, in this situation, it was built prior to 1972, and the other one, it was built after 1972.
You're not talking about that. You're talking about a different variance.
The second
He's
one.
I'm talking about both.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not aware of the other variance. I haven't even read the staff report, so that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So I think that... Jeff, I recognize your comments, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I...
Well, now, the difference in age, I guess, if that takes care of it.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I don't want to... look at apples and oranges. You know, right now we're looking at this variance, the Metzler variance. So right. I think that
each variance should be decided on its own merits and it's site specific to it.
However, we have been advised in the past when we see an existing building to disregard that existing, that the fact that that building's existing there.
Except for situations in this instance where this is a true non-conforming building. It was built prior to our regulations.
Legal non-conforming.
Yes, that were put into place.
Right.
Leaves me still a little confused. I guess I need to figure out what year the cutoff is.
1972 is when our regulations went into effect, March of 1972. This building was built prior to that before we had zoning.
So getting beyond that then, for this application, I guess I still see one. Why not grant one variance?
And I know it's confusing because we went through this with staff meeting, but we wanted to clarify that the part of this goes into the other building. We don't know when that deck was built. I don't know. Do you know when the deck was built? So it goes into the setback 10 feet, I believe.
No, it's about 7 feet, right? That is a deck right there that connects. It's elevated about
7.08 feet, if you want to be specific.
There you go. So we're correcting that.
So why isn't that coming? Is that not part of the a variance because it's not a structure?
I don't know if it was a structure because we don't know when it was built and I don't know how high off the ground it is. But we're only approving the east side of this, not the full deck that sticks out. So that will have to be remodeled. It's only the connection area that we're working at. I know it's a little confusing, but if we don't approve that northern property, there could be the chance that Nick would not have the ability to if something were to happen to that structure, to rebuild.
So I guess to Jeff's comment, and I just want to make sure I understand where you're coming from, is that I believe what Jeff's saying is that if we're approving the connection of the two buildings, and it's specific to the sketches, it includes both the buildings. So why isn't it just one variance? Why isn't it just a 14.71 foot variance? And not 42.92.
The existing building is conforming.
I understand. But the addition will create a new single building.
It will. You're right.
And so now we're at 14.71 feet. It is not a 42.92 foot building.
I think for the applicant, it seems to me it would be better to take into account the whole thing.
So I understand where Jeff's coming from. So, you know, if we're, you know, if we approved this and by joining the two buildings, you now have a single building, then the single building is 14.71 feet from the north property line.
We're just making sure to clarify that the portion of the deck is where we're approving that to, not the other 7 feet. See where it's coming across, and the deck goes all the way across. We're not requesting the additional over there. I understand what you're saying completely because we fought with this back and forth in our office also, and we decided to make it so that it was clear that we did both of these on the staff report. I'm not trying to confuse the issue. We're just trying to make sure we've covered everything.
What we want to be certain of is if we approve a variance, that the variance permits the northern building to continue to exist and
correct.
Also prevents the buildings to be joined.
Correct.
And I understand exactly what Steve is saying and what Jeff is saying, and it seems to me it's one variance.
Well, or you got two buildings with an enclosed deck.
Part of which needs a variance, part of which does not.
Yeah.
Right.
However, if you join the two buildings, it becomes one building, which would require a single variance.
You guys can decide how you want to do it. I just know that this was decided at staff level.
I don't want anything to come back on Nick.
I
don't think that matters. I think that if we look at it in the fashion that We would like to look at it. And we approved the variance for the connected building, the one building. Then he has all of the benefits of a variance approval.
So then I'm gonna be the devil's advocate here, because I really want to understand it more than anything. So bear with us, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we were to approve a variance to connect it, and by some reason Nick didn't finish the connection, or it didn't happen, and something happened to the northerly building in the meantime, he would then lose that sort of that right of having that thing that close to the north property line.
Is to replace a legal non-conforming structure? It's legal
not as it sits now. Not as it sits now. That's a concern that we get this all squared away.
So is that scenario I just laid out part of why you think there should be two variances?
Yes.
Well, I guess the thing I'd ask is Nick's got a dash line on there for the 50-foot setback. And a variance that we approve would change the location of the setback, would it not?
It would change the location of the setback.
Yeah, it would allow that for a 14.7-foot setback in the neighborhood of the building, right?
It's still 50-foot. He could not add on to any of those structures without a variance. We're not changing the required setback.
Gotcha.
We're just asking for a variance from it.
Right. Good enough. For the existing structure.
Right. We're not changing the setback. That is still 50 feet.
And so as a board discussion, I understand that from staff's point of view, you know, we usually grant a year for construction to commence, and mm-hmm. things can happen in that 1 year time. And so if we were to do the first variance as staff's requested, then we just sort of take care of the existing building, and then we consider the link. Is that a reasonable summary of what you guys were saying?
Yes. I think that's what we're requesting here. Yeah, so two separate variances. Is that?
I can look at that. How about you, Brian?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Do you have any issue with that?
That's like belt and suspenders.
That's like belt and suspenders. Okay, so now we do have two variances to consider. So let's consider the first one, the 14.71 feet from the north property line for the existing legal non-conforming structure to be brought into conformance. Is that what that? Is that how you'd say that? By granting that variance, it becomes conforming.
Right, you're granting the variance for the existing structure.
Okay.
I don't. It's fine.
Why don't we have some discussion? Brian, do you have anything to talk about just with that initial part of this?
You're not going to build further into the setback as a result of your remodeling.
No, matter of fact, as you guys were talking, I was thinking there is something I wanted to clarify on this north building, probably on both buildings, but this what I'm going to call the enclosure that would go 7 feet into the setback, we would like to go on record saying that we will not have that enclosure go higher than the height of this building right here. This one here, if you maybe saw in the photos, the roof, it's interesting, it drops almost all the way to the ground, so there's no windows. We would probably make that a bedroom. It could be something else, but the game plan right now is to make that a bedroom. So I wanted to just be clear on that we would not go outside that footprint of the existing, what's currently the foundation, and we would not go higher than what is the roof now, the peak of the roof. You know, we're almost going to have to change up this roof somehow to get the eaves a little higher. So theoretically, we'll probably have the peak of the roof lower, and it might be a little bit flatter roof or a shed roof. We would leave Bill Rangage to do that, whatever that is, but we would not go higher, wider, or deeper than this building is right now.
Nick, I don't think you want to say you won't go higher. There isn't a height restriction here, is there?
40 feet.
This is, keep in mind that these are specific. You have to approve these site-specific.
plan specific.
The plan specific, and that's what we have in here. If Nick wants to build this, and he's not going to, but if he wanted to, we can't at this point because they're approved site specific. And if the variance is approved, whether it's 14 feet or 30 feet, he cannot go beyond that.
I understand that. I understand the concern that we have with respect to the encroachment. There is no height restriction that the plans...
They show a 14-foot, 8-inch height of the roof.
Yeah, if you want to go to 15.
And I'm prepared to say we have no plans for a second story. We just want to have some flexibility because there was somewhere in here where it said the roof line would not change. And I want to be clear that it probably will change. It almost has to change in order to get some windows.
Okay, so that's
but we're okay with the height at the peak, if that would be workable to you.
I'm hearing you're locking yourself in here. So.
yes. So I guess, Chris, what I'm hearing from Nick and what I'm looking at from these sketches from Mr. Rangich is that the existing shorter portion of this building is not really shaped like the sketches that we have.
No, it is. I mean,
so it is a gable roof that faces north.
If you look at the pictures in the back, you can see... The two buildings.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So these two buildings will remain as they're sketched right now.
All right.
Except they're going to have that addition in between, which should be constructed like Bill has put on his the application on the sketch. So the two will be joined.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, Nick, so you're not going to make this north building any taller, any wider, any longer?
That's correct. I'm looking at...
You might change the window openings, the openings in the walls, but you're not going to change the shape of the building.
Well, if you look at... I'm looking at the bottom of page 23, which is a pretty good photo of both buildings.
Yep.
What I'm requesting is to be able to have a roof as high as the peak of that roof on the north building, the lower one. So we have some flexibility to, whether it's just a shed roof looking one direction or another, but it would never go higher than that, whatever that is, 14 feet or whatever the height of that building is. That would allow Bill... some flexibility to figure out how to get some windows in on one side or the other. I don't know if that means a flatter roof. There could be a dozen different combinations, but this is basically what I talked to the neighbors about, was if we changed up the roof on that north building and it was acceptable to you, that we would not take the top of the new roof higher than the top of the existing roof. Is that...
It's going to remain at 14 point whatever feet.
14 feet. Yeah.
That's all he's saying. It's staying the same height.
But you're saying it's going to change
or lower,
the roof.
Or lower.
It's going to stay 14 feet.
Why does it have to?
Because according to our regs, you have to approve something site-specific.
Site-specific.
We have plans and plans.
I'm sorry, plan-specific. If you look on page 3, D.
I have a question. Is it possible for me to respectfully request to table my motion until there's 5 minutes and then I can come back to another meeting?
Sure.
I mean, I explained to Alan earlier, mine is so cut and dry, I believe it would have taken 3 minutes. I'm not sure why... the decision was made to do it this way, but I truly would like to respectfully request that because at this point it makes no sense to me. Mine is so cut and dry it's going to take 3 minutes.
What you didn't hear is the little boy sick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. He's under the weather. I didn't want to bring him with me tonight. His mom and sister are out of town. At this point I just can't really keep him here.
And just so you know, I'm happy to let him
executive session. I don't want you to have to rush at all. I want to totally respect.
No, I mean, if we could.
Right. I don't want you to rush whatsoever. I'm just asking if I can.
You should table it.
I mean, this has been going on for so long. I don't understand why it wouldn't be possible to do it at the next meeting, I guess.
I mean, this is totally out of order, but you can. That's up to you guys if you'd like to table it. It's date specific. November 5th is the next date we have.
I move that we table the application until the next
Wellstone
meeting. It's Wellstone Variance Activity Number PL 18173.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion to table Wellstone until our next meeting, which is November 5th, and a second. All in favor, do so by saying aye.
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 Chair votes aye.
I appreciate it.
See you in November.
Not to worry.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hope you feel better, son.
Get better, bud.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for your patience, Nick.
You bet. I did offer him to come first. But
okay.
It's all good.
So you'll sort that out in your minutes. All right, back to our discussion. So we're talking about bringing this north building into conformance. I guess I'm a little bit confused. I'm hearing that the roof line of that building may change as part of your plan. Is that right?
Just looking at it, I almost think it has to change to get windows in there.
This doesn't seem to lock us into much more than that.
Nick, is there any way you can bring site-specific plan-specific plans in so that we have something more concrete to be able to look at? Are you to the point of doing that?
Interesting. I'm meeting with Bill and the builder tomorrow, you know, based on, you know, this, if you guys were supported this enclosure, so to speak, we were careful not to get too far down the road with expenses and people's time, not knowing whether we even get it connected. So we didn't address what that north building, what it exactly looked like, because we didn't know if we even had that option. Obviously, if you didn't approve the enclosure, I can't change the roof line. I mean, there would be no reason to. I can't really use it. I don't know if there's
could
a way
we not
to
approve a variance.
Yeah. Do you think it would be more appropriate not to box you into something, but maybe come back with, think about exactly what it is that you want, so they're approving something or deciding on something based on what you really want to do? It doesn't sound like you're quite there yet.
I guess I would ask for their feedback on that a little bit, because I'm trying to improve a box, basically, of space.
Because without the enclosure,
but Nick, you're putting the board in a bad spot, because they have to approve it specific to the plans. We already agreed on the draft plans, and now the draft plans are changing. So you're putting us in a bad spot for approving this variance when you may, if it changes. I don't know what's going to happen. You may have to pay a fee and come back again, and I don't want you to have to do that.
Let us have a discussion.
Now, why don't we just have a board discussion? Maybe Nick can get a sense of where the board's at and what we're thinking about this.
We approve.
And then we'll see where that goes, Nick. Go ahead, Brian. Why don't you start?
If we approved a variance for the encroachment into the setback,
You're talking about the first one, the north building?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the only one that approaches it, the setback that we have to approve, isn't it?
No.
Oh, the...
The link also approaches into the setback.
I hear you. And we approved it based on the plans that were submitted to us, provided that the roof line in the north building could not be higher than the roof line in the south building. Isn't that a way to cut through this?
I'm going to look at it, but that's kind of an open door.
I guess I'd be looking at something maybe a little bit more basic. We have to, base our decisions or our discussions around five criteria, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so in the findings of fact for this application, on page 5, I'd like to go personally go through that, maybe in light of both of the variances, and just check and see how that works. So number 1 is peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties of unnecessary unreasonable hardship will be imposed if the provisions of this resolution are strictly enforced. And I see the finding of fact goes on to say, because the only way to connect the two structures is with the application of a variance. So this particular finding of fact is not addressing the 14-foot variance for the existing structure, but basically speaks specifically to the connection of the two structures. That's okay. We can look at the 14-foot variance in light of its own finding of fact number 1, and it would have a different, I think, peculiar and exceptional practical difficulty of its own, mainly that it's existing and it's already in the setback. So that's kind of pretty straightforward. The second one, I guess I'm looking at circumstances creating the hardship were created subsequently through no fault of the appellant, because the present nonconformity was created in the early to mid-70s. That does not apply to the variance for the deck. Finding of fact 2, the circumstance creating the what's driving the variance for the deck enclosure, that's not built yet. And then where I really have a comment of my own, I guess, to make here, a question, I don't know why finding of fact number 3 holds. Property for which a variance is requested possess extraordinary and exceptional situation or condition does not occur generally in any other property in the same zone district, in that the site has a physical constraint limiting the building envelope. In this area, it takes that building envelope down from, makes the building envelope, because you have 176 feet in width in that portion of the L, it only leaves you with 76 feet to build on. 76 feet seems like that would be pretty adequate to put a decent-sized structure in. And I note that there's the back portion of the building that's got a whole bunch of area that's not encumbered with a 50-foot setback. So I guess I'm having a hard time figuring out finding of fact 3. I guess I have a finding of fact 2 and 3. I don't see those applying to the deck enclosure. That's all I got.
Don?
Well, I guess the basic idea that there, as far as the deck piece is concerned, since it's really encapsulated in there, the change there is kind of minute in my view. So it seems sensible that would be acceptable. Are we saying that we wouldn't give a variance or establish a variance for the setback of the north structure?
No, we're just having a discussion to see how what your thoughts are on this.
Yeah. Since it seems to me that giving a variance for the north structure, it exists and it would be something that we normally would do, then the connection of the two seems to be kind of reasonable. In my view, I think that what we may do, and since we don't know what the north structure is going to ultimately look like, because no drawings have really been established, if we would give a variance for the deck itself, for that to become a stairway or whatever, then that would give him some direction for a future request, and we could table the
can we do
building.
That? I guess we could do that theoretically. my thoughts on this are I recognize the practical aspect of this, and I like the idea of using the existing structures and connecting them and turning that new structure into the single family home and then, you know, decommissioning the existing home as opposed to going to the meta. I personally can support the idea that the exceptional, extraordinary and exceptional situation for this zone district is because of the size of the lot. Because, you know, these setbacks of a 35-acre parcel was what the AF zone district. This is a much smaller parcel that has been in existence for a long time, so I could work with that.
I have to tell you that I'm totally confused because I think that the variances we're asked to consider are encroachments into the setback, and that is the footprint of the buildings. There's not a need for the granting of a variance to do new vertical construction. Once we say it's okay for the footprint of the building, both the north side and the south side of the north side, if we grant a variance for it to encroach into the setback, we are confined to approving plans that have been submitted to us so that the encroachment doesn't change, not so that he can't build higher.
I still have, and finding a fact too, I don't know how you get around that.
You're talking about for the deck connection, not
that's
the,
correct.
And Brian's talking, I think, about the north.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
No, I'm talking about both because of the connection.
And I understand.
It encroaches into the setback as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that's an issue for us as well.
I understand lot size, but this is not that huge of a pinch for a reasonable person such as myself. 76 feet remaining, that's a pretty big house.
I see. I recognize what you're saying also.
So at this point, it doesn't sound like everybody is on the same page one way or the other.
Yeah, and then this idea that the roof line could change on the north building really kind of threw the monkey wrench in for me. If I had heard, we're not touching the north building, that seems a no-brainer to me to grant that portion of the variance. But the fact that you might want to change it confuses the issue because these variance requests are specific to the plans that are submitted. Mm-hmm. So if it's showing a gable roof and he wants to change that gable roof, I think that changes things. Is that...
So
my understanding, Steve, was, and maybe I'm wrong about this, is that if you're not enlarging, you're not going further into the setback, that's the trigger to problems. And that's what I'm trying to say is we're not asking to go further into the setback, either height, width, or depth. I'm envisioning kind of a glass box that we have to stay in and leaving some flexibility. I wasn't sure. I understand now, Chris, but she had been saying, no, this is site-specific, and I'm thinking site in the sense of a footprint.
Yeah.
And I was saying, no, we're not going to go outside that footprint. But we do would like, you know, the ability to cap the height and have some flexibility to design the roof. I mean, maybe we don't change the roof, but I think the likelihood is high that we would if the variance was approved. And it wouldn't be into the setback any further than it is now.
I have to tell you that my understanding is exactly what he's saying.
Oh, I see what he's... Yes, that's what you're talking about.
I told him to read it 100 times. It
doesn't change the building height.
And it just changes the shape of the building, but it doesn't significantly change the shape of the building.
Well, what we're running against is that D, and the variance shall be granted with respect to specific plans or within defined perimeters.
Well, that, I think, is very specific when you say height, width, and depth. That's, to me, very specific. But you're looking at a photo, and I'm asking for exactly the width, height, and depth to stay within that box, so to speak.
We've run into this before. In fact, we tabled an application recently because the lady who brought it in was discussing changing the plans that were before us.
It sounds like it might be in your best interest to table, to really zero and dial in on what it is that you want to ask for. Not to mention, it sounds like what I'm hearing, it wouldn't be at this point unanimous, which it would have to be at this point.
Yeah.
So it also might be, and not to answer for you, but that's just based on your discussion, it sounds like you're not all on the same page for approval or denial. So it might be in your best interest also to adjourn to a specific date, give you more time to look it over, and then there probably would be, hopefully, more than four of you where there could be more flexibility for a decision.
I think we're getting hung up on is the fact that the plans that you have submitted to us, you're saying it's likely they're going to change. And the suggestion that I think all of us would have is that you drill down on how they would change and give us a drawing that shows exactly what you would like to do with the roof line on the north building.
So maybe I ask a question just to clarify so I know, you know, maybe what to do here. You know, my primary goal tonight was the enclosure. That's kind of key to moving ahead or not moving ahead with almost the whole project. It does change that there's, I mean, I know I'm not supposed to bring in dollars, but the costs associated with it, et cetera, et cetera. But
those are hardships.
Yeah. So that was my primary, if nothing else, I would appreciate feedback on, if I said I'm not going to ever change the north building, I'm not even going to touch it, is the enclosure something that's acceptable for a variance? And the reason why is that is kind of the link to what the future direction of where we go. If you guys said, Nick, you got to keep the roof the same on the north building, I would still enclose it. If that makes sense, we would stick sort of with the plan. We just wouldn't be able to change that building any.
It's beginning to sound like Alice in Wonderland, but we have to base our approval of a variance on specific plans that are submitted to us. And if the plans are going to change, it might be in your best interest to get someone to draw up plans that show the change.
And I'm saying I'm happy to do that.
We were to approve the enclosure that you're looking for based on these plans, you would have to come back to us with a new set of plans anyway. And what
I think the tabling for a larger board
is in your best interest. I would agree with that.
So would I.
Because I'm thinking, because I'm hearing there's some differences of opinion here, and you need
No, I appreciate
discussion.
That.
I think that
thank you.
You've heard what we said, and you know, there's just a little bit of confusion about the north. You know, Nick, I don't think you need to have any plans that are more developed than what's already been developed for the enclosure. But if we had some idea of what you might be thinking of doing on the north, or maybe you'll decide you don't want to do anything. The fact that you said that, it's...
No, I think it's
a little... And yeah, we don't need engineered drawings. We don't need... But they need to be substantially... what's the right word?
You need some drawings. You need to look at some.
You need something that's a little bit more specific, I think. Mm-hmm.
With regard to the roof.
Yes. You know...
Okay, I would request table to the next meeting.
That would be November 5th.
So, we have a requested table.
So moved.
So we need to have somebody from the board make that motion.
I move that we table this application till our next meeting. And the application is PL 18-174.
So you have a motion to table. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
You have a second? All those in favor of tabling, do so by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. So we're going to table it. I think you've heard the discussion, Nick. Mm-hmm. I think you have something a little bit more specific in your plans.
For me, man, the dual nature of the application is...
You mean the two different various requests? So,
is that something I can do something about, or is that not?
Talk to staff.
Maybe have it just maybe talk to these guys again. See,
I the inclusion.
I think. So why don't we close the meeting?
Can we adjourn?
Yeah. Why don't we have an adjourn? Why don't we adjourn this meeting?
Move we adjourn.
Second. I can't second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chair votes aye. Okay, we're adjourned. So now you can have a discussion off the record.
My question is, if you approve the setback from the north, okay, well then...
Thank you.
Isn't it incidental contact?
Call me tomorrow.
Work in between the two buildings? But no, actually, I don't think it necessarily is. But that would be the hardship. You get the first deal in there, and that goes a long way towards providing hardship. And I guess, I'm starting to come around to Steve's.
I don't know.